You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
Every day, we have a choice. Whether we wake up to be positive about what is going on around us, or we choose to be negative. Being fixated on the negative has become somewhat magnified over the past few weeks. People are focused on complaining and grumbling, and situations in the country have brought about a lot of negative. Since we've been stuck in our homes for a number of months, we have to figure out how to keep our focus on our loving God and others around us with a mindful and grateful and purposeful heart. Are we in awe of what's going on that's beautiful around us? Or do we find ourselves being very negative? A few years ago, my husband bought me a gift that showed me that I needed to show myself some love, and I started to paint. I actually took a couple painting classes on cruise ships and enjoyed it. And I found that it was a way for me to be creative, and it was therapy, and it helped my emotional well-being. Painting brought me reduced stress, helped me to relax, and helped me to be positive when I took the time to balance my life and paint. Now, I have watched over the last few months where my profession of nursing has changed, and it's likely that the pandemic is going to have a lasting effect on the profession of nurses. But I think that one of the things that brought me to nursing will keep nurses dedicated to the profession. Nurses are kind people. They are empathetic. They are mindful of those around them. And most of us in our nursing career has had an opportunity to positively impact a patient. I remember one of my first patients as a pediatric nurse was to teach a 10-year-old how to inject insulin because he was a newly diagnosed diabetic. That day, I decided to give myself shots in my leg, in my arm, in my stomach, so James could see me do that. And one of my nursing colleagues that day said to me, "Why are you being so kind to that kid?" And today, I remember those words. Why are we kind to other people? At that point in time, I wanted that child to realize that he could do it, and I wanted him to see someone else doing it and doing it without hesitation. Kindness, the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. A dictionary term and definition for you, as you may, but I think all of us know that kindness is almost like a vest that we wear. There are some days we forget to put the vest on, and for people who receive kindness, the enormous impact it can have on them at a time point when things are not going well or when they've received bad news can be a changing point for someone at a time in their life when they need it. Pause for a moment and think about the last time you reacted in kindness towards someone else. How did it feel? What did the other person say to you? How did they react? Kindness comes in many forms, and today we hear about it being characterized as paying it forward. So today, resolve as one thing you do in the next few days is kindness to another human being. You will learn lessons from being kind. You will also teach others from being kind. I recall being a director of a large cancer center, and I had nearly 100 employees. And one of the things that the employees were very appreciative of was the fact that I thought to be kind. When they had trouble, I inquired what their trouble was. If they needed help, I would step up and help them. Back then, and it's been a long time, but there were times when just being kind to someone changed the way things went for a day. Someone would come to my office door early in the morning and knock and ask if they could speak to me. Sometimes it just took listening to what they wanted to tell me, and they felt better and started out their day on a positive note. There were times when I just gave compliments out. I asked about their children. I offered to drive them home if their car was in the shop, or I treated them to a cup of coffee at the coffee bar. But what you do today just might matter. Make an intention to be kind. Take that bold connection that you're having with someone and use it to be considerate and be respectful of what is going on with them. Kindness is a strength of character. And if you can be kind to others, you will find that kindness will come to you. This has been Kelly to the Core. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.